When a ksuba is written, does one have to write the family names as part of the name of the chasan, the kala, and the edim, the witnesses to the ksuba? So we know the halacha is regarding a get that family names are not required, and we just write the name and the son of the father. And as the Ramah rules in chapter 129, halacha 16, one is specifically not to write the family name, irrelevant of the language, and that so is the minhag. Nonetheless, when it comes to ksuba, some of the contemporary poskim of today, the Gesmeisha, held that in addition to writing the first names and the father's names of the chasan and kala, one is to also write the family name in the ksuba. And the reason for this is because in large communities like New York, it's very possible that there will be another chasan and kala with the same exact names and father's names. And therefore, a family name is to be used to distinguish between the couple. This was practically the custom of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and this was also the custom of Yaakov Landau, the chief rabbi of Bnei Brak. Nonetheless, the widespread custom is not to be particular in this, and not to attach the family name to the names of the Chasan Kala or Edim. So again, it would depend on the Rav. That one asks, would it depend on the Rav being Masada Kedusha? According to all B'di'eva, the ksuba is valid even if the family name was not written by the chasan or kala witnesses, and even according to the former approach, it's only lechatchila that it should be done.